Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within. Hello, everyone, and once again, it's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, presented by Gatorade. And my special guest this week is the phenomenal beat reporter from the Boston Globe, none other than Ben Volen. And you can follow him at Twitter at Ben Volen. Ben, first and foremost, you look at this Patriots offense led by Tom Brady, number one in the NFL in passing. How exactly is he doing it with so many injuries on that side of the football?
Well, a lot of his stats were put up when the Patriots were healthy, when he did have Julian Edelman and Gronk and Deion Lewis and Danny Amendola. The last few weeks, it's been much more of a grind. They escaped with a one-point win against the Giants. Obviously, last week, they lost to the Broncos in a game. Really, they still should have won. They really kind of collapsed there in the fourth quarter, had some bad penalties go against them. So Tom Brady, not right now the number one passing offense in the league. Over the course of the season, he has been. But still getting it done. He did an incredible job of getting them into field goal range at the end of the game. Fired an absolute laser to Brandon LaFell. They're getting guys like Brandon Bolden and James White involved in the run game. So it hasn't been always pretty. It hasn't been like the beginning of the season where, you know, scoring 40 points was a given for them and they were just blowing teams out. But Tom Brady is still pretty decisive with the football, still a pretty good quarterback, even when he's got not his best targets out there.
All right, Ben, so Julian Edelman is definitely out for this game. Doesn't look like Rob Gronkowski will play. Some other players like Danny Amendola, their stats will be questionable. So who is an X factor on the offense? You mentioned some names there, like James White out of the backfield, Brandon Bolden, Scott Chandler at tight end. Which of those guys do you think will be the X factor in this Eagles-Patriots matchup?
You know, first I look at Scott Chandler. This is a guy who is a free agent. They signed him in the offseason, stole him from Buffalo. And everyone thought he'd be this great red zone presence. He's 6'7". Tom Brady's just going to throw him jump balls, and he's going to score 10 touchdowns like Gronk. And he really hasn't chipped in the way that we expected him to. He has not had too much of an impact on the stat sheet. He does have 3 touchdowns this year, but doesn't always fight for the football. But Tom Brady had a comment after the game, we're going to need him one way or the other now. He's going to have to step in and be a big part of this offense. They threw him the ball 11 times the other night. I believe he came down with it 5 times. Had about 50 or 60 yards, so he can make some plays. They're going to need him to step up even more. Then the other guys I'm looking at are the two running backs, Brandon Bolden and James White. I was watching the Eagles game against the Lions on Thanksgiving, and I know Eagles fans probably want to erase that one from their memory, but I thought the Lions running backs actually did a real nice job not only running the ball but catching the ball out of the backfield against the Eagles linebackers. So I think the Patriots might try to take advantage of that matchup as well, try to get James White and Brandon Bolden matched up against those linebackers, D'Amico Ryans, Michael Kendricks, and see if they can win some one-on-one matchups. So you're right, no Edelman, no Gronk. We'll see about Danny Amendola. He did return to practice today, and he seems to think that he can play this Sunday. So they might get a little bit healthier, but they're really going to have to count on their backups this week.
Ben, let's look at the defensive side of the football. You know, I'm used to hearing about Richard Seymour, Vince Wilfork, but there are some really talented players on that side of the football, and I feel like that side of the football is a little bit underappreciated because of just how good Tom Brady has been this year.
I would definitely agree with that. When you talk about the Patriots, you always think of Brady and Edelman and Gronk. Defense, it's kind of a no-name defense. Not too many big star, you know, big-name players, but they're excellent. They're number 3 in the league in points allowed this year. Again, when healthy, they've been a little dinged up lately. Jamie Collins has missed the last 4 games with a mystery illness, and he's a terrific young linebacker. Covers the running back out of the backfield, so he'll be key in stopping DeMarco Murray if he does, in fact, play this week, which I believe he will. He also goes sideline to sideline, chases tacklers down. He's an excellent blitzer, a former safety, so he's good in coverage. Jamie Collins is a real dynamic player, and this defense really could use him back. His running mate, Dante Hightower, equally impressive, a really good young linebacker. Both these guys, I think, need to get more publicity for the Pro Bowl and the All-Pro teams. They've been excellent, really the heart and soul of this defense. We'll see if he plays this week. He injured his knee against the Broncos last week. But their front 7's been excellent. Chandler Jones has 10.5 sacks this year. Alan Branch, filling in for Vince Wilfork, has been a tremendous run stopper. He's really quietly been the anchor of the defensive line right in the middle there, kind of like your version of Benny Logan, I guess. Jabal Sheard is signing from Cleveland. He's been a great player. So they just have a lot of versatile young pass rushers, a guy like Rob Ninkovich as well. All these guys, Hightower, Collins, Ninkovich, Chandler Jones, they can rush the passer. They can drop off. It gives Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator, so many options in terms of his zone blitzes and the coverages that they call. Malcolm Butler, the cornerback, the Super Bowl hero, he's been a great fill-in for Darrell Revis this year. So top to bottom, again, they don't have these big names, but a lot of guys who are really having excellent seasons.
It's amazing to see Butler not be a one-hit wonder, so to speak, and really thrive in that Patriots defense. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Again, you can follow him on Twitter, at Ben Volen. Thank you very much for joining us and taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.